Let us join together in prayer. In this time of prolonged trouble and confusion, O Lord, we pray that you will keep us in your mercy and protection. In lockdown, O Lord, unlock our faith so that we may live in expectation, not despair. We are all children of light. Lighten our darkness. Lord, meet us in the silence. And hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill and those who are fearful of illness. We pray for those caught up in natural and unnatural disasters, in war, in hunger, in fleeing from oppressive regimes. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We ask for God's help for those who are thrown out of work, for those for whom the future is uncertain, and those who have far too much work to do. We pray for the isolated, the lonely, and the anxious. May they also be comforted and given hope. Lord, meet us in the silence, and hear our prayer. We give thanks for all those who love their neighbours, in particular for those who care for the sick, and the many who continue to provide the services our society relies upon. We ask for God's protection on those who have returned to work and to school and college. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who are deeply worried about the people they love. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently died, and for those who grieve for them, and also for those whose anniversaries we remember. Lord, meet us in the silence, and hear our prayer. We pray that our national and international leaders may be guided to make wise decisions for the well-being of our future world. Lord, meet us in the silence, and hear our prayer. We give thanks for St. Peter's, and we pray for God's blessing on Julia, on Sarah, on Matthew, and their families, and on all who worship here, make music, and support our church. We look forward to the time when we may worship normally again. Lord, meet us in the silence, and hear our prayer. O Lord, we know that every day in this parish hundreds of prayers are offered to you by many people inside and outside this church, like arrows shot to heaven. They echo our thoughts and fears, our joys and our sorrows. They continue our formal worship into our everyday lives. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers now and listen for those we will utter up in the coming weeks and years. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.